Okay, Brinzy. I'm recording this audio directly onto my computer and I'm not sure how this is going to work because I've never done this before. But basically I just came home from a really awesome cake party gig at the Workers Club. And I was thinking about what you were saying when you came. When you came, you know, not uninvited, you were invited, as everyone on my Facebook friends list was invited to a dinner party at my house. Formerly your house, but you forfeited it due to your failure. You know, and sort of like tried to read out these drunken text messages that I had sent you in the early hours of some Saturday or Sunday morning in some kind of attempt to embarrass me or confront me or something. You know, and it's sort of like I've now looked, you know, the report back is that I've looked at those messages and it's just sort of like, dude, why don't you go to the source? You know, like, I'm sorry that your friend Gabrielle has failed epically. I'm really sorry about that. It pains me probably more than it pains you. And I'm sorry that I'm dealing with that as best I can. For example, by sending text messages drunkenly in the early hours of the morning to people associated with her, trying to encourage them to encourage her to wake up. But, you know, don't talk to me about it. Talk to her. She's the one who's caused this problem with her completely bizarre and completely unacceptable behaviour. You know, it's not, you've seen what's happened to some degree. You saw what I went through. I lost the best part of a year of my life. A 21-year-old woman died as a result of the way that she has behaved. I'm totally open to having it explained to me what I've done to deserve this or why I'm somehow responsible for her behaviour, but at the moment, I must confess, no one has explained it to me in a way that I can understand. All I want is to talk to her and for us to work out some kind of mutually amicable arrangement. And that's all I've ever said to her is, can we please do that for the sake of everyone? So don't come to me crying with your whinging fucking reading out text messages that I've sent you about your friend Gabrielle, who you have lines of communication with and could influence. Because she's the cause of this problem. Talk to her about it. I'm sorry that she's a psychopath, that she's clearly got very severe emotional problems, but I never signed off on that. I believed that she was human. And I still believe that. I still believe that she's human, that she's got a conscience, that she's not completely stupid. I still believe that. And as such, I'm really ready for her to come to me and say, Tegan, I'm sorry for what I've done. And you can play a role in helping that to happen. And until you do, don't come to my house at 2 o'clock in the morning and read me text messages that she has caused as though it's somehow my fault. Talk to her about it. Good evening. Hope you're well. Hope your new year has been good. You know, I miss you. I'm fairly appalled by the way that you've behaved in regards to this and also in regards to Occupy Melbourne. We clearly have differences of perspective on both of those issues, but I continue to love you as a friend of long standing, and I hope that you are. Consider what I've said, and do not complain to me about Gabrielle's behaviour and its consequences, because she is responsible for that, and she needs to realise it. And you can help to make her realise it, actually. So I put it to you that you should maybe do that. Best regards.